Who's annoying Rob today?
It's the worst way to introduce guests. Hello, everybody. It's the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter. Welcome back. At the door was our friend Nikki Gostin. Hello, Nikki, darling. How are you?
I'm good.
Good to see you. You brought your children today.
I did.
Ooh. They're outside the studio.
Yes, I'm sure.
Burning the place down.
Yes, doing something awful.
And also our friend Alan Martefell is here too. Alan, hello, hello. How are you?
Hello, hello.
So Alan got himself into a little bit of trouble, and he's here to tell us all about what's happening now. Give me the story. What happened here, big picture, Alan? Tell people that don't know, recognize your name, what happened with you.
So, I'm Alan Martefell. I'm the founder, owner, operator of an online e-commerce clothing company called Feminist Apparel.
Feministapparel.com, which does really, really well. I see your t-shirts at all the women's marches and at all those events, protests, and fun stuff like that. Yeah. So, terribly successful. However, before you launched this company, you did a little bit of a self-audit. Is that the right expression? Is that correct?
That's what I refer to.
A self-audit, where you decided to sit down and as a straight, heterosexual, hot-blooded, handsome devil, you told the truth about your past.
Yeah, so as I was starting the company, which ties a lot into Facebook and us started, I'm a man entering a space that's predominantly filled with women, filled with historically, marginally disenfranchised people. I am very aware of my privilege in many regards, and of my identity and how that's portrayed and all of these things. And with feminism tying so much into understanding one another's lived experiences, and for me, inclusivity, really sharing these stories and identifying both where marginalization is happening, where unfair treatment on a societal level is happening, and calling that out. And as a man that's very much impacted by this and very much dedicated to this and wanting to always mature and evolve and become a better man, whatever that means, it took me a place of really finding out about toxic masculinity and finding out these numerous ways in which women are objectified and sexualized in our society at large. And I think back to my state college experience at Rutgers University as, you know, the son of immigrants, very much molded by society, coming to this great open place where we just get dropped and it's like, go have fun.
Right,
like,
right. So you're helping you out here. So during your university years, you did some stuff that you were not terribly proud of. Some grinding. We're not talking date rapes. We're not talking roofing ladies here. We're talking about grinding up against people and
going through the experience of dating on a college campus. And the one that I think stuck out the most, or is not okay by any means, is I talked about being in bed with someone and placing their hand on my genitalia.
Right, which is not okay at all. But you told this story, and then you started the company.
So with a much larger note, this story was in there, and I said, I am starting this company called Feminist Apparel. It's launching, and I would love for as many people to take part in these very difficult, honest conversations. And I invite you all to help me out or be a part of it in any way you would like to. It was just something I put out on Facebook publicly to my community of people that know me, know what I'm about, and probably question, like, why is he posting so many articles about sexual assault and about quote-unquote rape culture and all these things now? That was my sort of, like, white paper or whatever you want to call it as I was starting the company that went with it.
Right. And it seems like your company had an identity and a culture of inclusivity. I saw some of the staff that you hired there. Seemed like it was a lot of gay and lesbian people, a lot of minorities that were involved in it. So the company took off, and then the staff found out that you had posted this letter, this self-audit, should we call it that?
Sure.
And they were not happy with you. They felt like they had been lied to. They felt like they'd been set up. This didn't end well for them and you working together. In fact, you parted ways. And now you still have the company?
Yes.
Do you ever regret telling the truth, writing that letter?
No, I never regret telling the truth. That's, I think, what we all need to be striving to do more of with ourselves first. And then if we're able to put that out and try to affect culture and society at large in a way where we're all helping each other heal and helping each other live happier, healthier lives. That's what, to me, feminism helps to do.
Right.
It pushes inclusivity. It pushes growth.
Do you understand why so many people were angry with you or are still angry?
I absolutely understand the narrative of this person talked about doing sexual misconduct in college. It seems like he then went to start a company, and now when confronted by it by his employees, he fired them. I understand that story being told and people being like, oh, this guy's a dick.
Yeah, because that story is, I mean, that story's out there. If you Google you and look up the history and just the Google search of you, the story that comes up that I want you to talk about and address, it's your chance to tell your story, your side of this, is that they found out that you'd had a shady past and you fired them all.
So I think the big missing link there is that because we were an office that I always invited criticism, I always invited conversation, let's talk about anything, that we're dealing with heavy topics, we're in a workplace, we're all young, we're kind of figuring this out as we go. They brought that to me, and I when we had that meeting, for me it was, let's talk about it. I'm happy to address any questions you may have.
And it's your words. You wrote this. You told the story.
These are my words. As a company, yep, I started from nothing by myself. Like, this is 5 years into a project. And they came to that conversation with more of a demanding tone and more of a... it was a hard line. We're not willing to work for you anymore. We don't care what you have to say. Like, we understand what you're trying to say, but like, we completely disagree. You need to go. And to that, I said, this is a lot happening really fast at once. This is like within 24, 48 hours, like everything is changing. And I said, I'm going to need to take a week to really sit with this. You guys will all be paid. And after that week of reflection and sitting with the knowing that this note was now out there again and like on a much larger scale that I never imagined getting that amount of attention, it was during that week and it was during that evaluation that I was like, this is actually what I was hoping for when I wrote that note. I mean, as uncomfortable as it is for me, mm-hmm, Alan, the individual, the person that likes his privacy, that likes just going to work and being a citizen, this... really, it was taken out of my hands. Now I'm a public figure. Like you said, you Google me, see very unflattering headlines, and we're all just headline readers at this point.
It's such a tricky conversation because I think you paint everybody here with the same brush. Everybody becomes Harvey Weinstein, and what you did was wrong and stupid, and you shouldn't have done it. There's no doubt about that. But I do think, too, we've all done stuff that we're not proud of. And if our whole life becomes that moment, that day, that we did our worst thing, then we, give up? We stop? I don't know. I grapple with this. When I knew you were coming by today, I was thinking about it. I'm glad the company still exists. I'm glad that the company still continues. I hope the people that didn't want to work for you anymore have found good jobs and have found their happiness there. And I think I got to say, I don't know, as a gay guy, I think it's important to admit some of the mistakes we've all made and the moments we're not that proud about. But I hope your story will not now tell people to just shut up.
We can't live in a society where we act... like our Facebook profiles and the highlights of everyone's lives is reality.
Right.
That the reason why sexual assault numbers are what they are and like all these terrible things in society happen is because, in part because we're not creating space to actually talk about them, to not actually like educate people the right way. Like,
what do you want to do next then? So you still have the company. I should point out it is not Gap. It is not F&M. You're not earning millions of dollars and living in a penthouse. You're struggling. You're working hard to make this company work.
It's a small business.
What do you want out of this? Like, so now what happens next? You want the company to do well? What do you want to happen to you?
I think the company is and has always been a beacon of like the message of intersectional feminism. And I hope it continues to do that. And I will do my best to keep it going for many more years. And me personally, in taking this very unique experience and story that it was a pretty wild thing to live through. To me, it's like, if I can take this experience and take all of my experiences up to this point and be someone that can push for more conversation about well, what does it mean to cultivate a healthy masculinity? What does it mean to lean into your vulnerability, into your softness, and looking at that as winning? I think one of the biggest misconceptions of feminism is that if women have what men have, then everything's equal. No, men have, like, cultivating a culture where dominance is seen as, like, winning, as being a CEO, as not caring, as being emotionless, as that's winning. Men are depressed. Men are killing themselves. This is terrible for men. So I would love to put a picture or an opportunity to say, like, what if manhood, what if being a man is being soft, being vulnerable, being kind, being honest? That's what I hope to just continue having these conversations, and for us to hold space for one another to have them, and not add to the trauma, not add to the hurt, but, like, how can we heal? We're all traumatized, right, under this president now. It's stirring up a lot of things.
I hear you. Keep talking. I'm glad that you came here. I'm glad you didn't come here with sound bites. I'm glad you didn't come here with an army of lawyers and publicists to spin us. You know, I think it's a tricky one. We don't get really that deep here on this show. It's a silly hour. We talk about celebrities and gossip and stuff. But I thought this was really interesting. I knew this had popped up. I was aware of your story. I wasn't aware of you personally. Aware of the story. And it's going to be interesting to see how this keeps coming along. Nikki, aren't you glad you came today? On such a happy day.
Yes,
I brought the children on such a happy, happy, funny show.
Yes, very lighthearted.
Nice having a Christmas to let our hair down. What have you been up to, my friend?
Oh, school holidays. Just running around doing...
How do you keep them occupied?
Oh, we went to see Aquaman 2.5 hours. Oh my god!
How awful!
Oh,
did
my
they love it?
God, he didn't love it, which I was surprised because he loves all those movies.
Oh, now what about Mary Poppins? Because he's not a musical
fan. We haven't seen that.
You're
yet.
Hoping that he likes it.
Yes, of course.
He won't like it. He doesn't like those musicals.
Probably not.
You love those musicals. Let's jump into a little bit of gossip. Alan, jump in too. Let's see what's going on in the news. So Christina Aguilera has put out some really, really racy Christmas photos. Christina, I like it. Remember when Christine was dirty?
Yes.
She sort of got back there. I probably wouldn't have done it on December 24th. What do you think, Nikki? Could she just not help herself?
It's interesting because, yeah, remember when she was, like, really filthy? That was filthy, a song called Dirty,
filthy.
And she was. It was like, ew.
But she almost looked dirty, like, not sexy, like yes, wash dirty. Your hands, like, right. Wash your face.
But then she cleaned herself up.
She did get all glamorous.
Yes. So now
ball gowns, like, tiaras.
Yes, and now she's got the two kids, and it's like, why are you going back to that? Because she has a voice that's just
girl
unbelievable.
Can sing.
Yes.
Girl can sing. Are you a fan of hers? What do you think, Alan?
I think if she's authentically expressing herself.
Oh, you stop with
her.
All this. You stop with all this sound. Oh,
I'm not good at gossip, guys. I'll give you
a... You are good. Mariah Carey, get this. Mariah Carey has broke Spotify's global one-day streaming. That's pretty big of all time.
Amazing.
Now, Mariah Carey's song All I Want for Christmas Is You has, what was this, 10 million streams in one day.
Unbelievable.
She got it on Christmas Eve. This now is the Christmas song. What do you think, Alan? Do you love this song?
I love the song.
I love the song. It's the, I mean,
it's
forget,
who doesn't love this song?
Well, let me tell you who does love the song, who shouldn't love the song. Naughty Gossip caught Jennifer Lopez, who hates Mariah Carey. We caught her, I think it was in Miami, and she's going to a studio to do an interview, and there's video of her. Guess what she's humming? All I Want for Christmas Is You. So even J-Lo likes this song. Very, very suspicious. Tyra Banks reportedly leaving America's Got Talent. Nikki, what do you think?
I think that she's being pushed out, don't you?
Absolutely, yes. Nobody leaves that show. And the reason that she's leaving, let me tell you the reason, it sounds even more suspicious, is that she wants to focus on a massive project. Remember when Tyra got fired from her own talk show?
Yeah.
Remember the Fab Life? There was a talk show one for Alan for 10 minutes, and Tyra was, it was her show. It was like firing, I don't know, Barbara Walters, although they did, from The View.
By the way, when anyone leaves and they say they're going to focus on something, that means they were fired.
Yeah, right. If she had left to announce that she was, like, got a new show, or if she'd left to announce she was replacing Kathy Lee Gifford on The Today Show, I'd be like, oh, I get it. But when you're focusing, it's not quite done yet.
No.
So it means she was fired.
Yeah.
I used to work for Tyra Banks. She has an extraordinary talent, and she's certainly a lot of fun, but there's a chip missing. There's like a sensitivity, sort of like a tip of maybe hubris. Like, there's not, she's not in on the joke as you would hope she would be.
Did she get famous very young?
She was famous.
Very young
Like, I think she got the, what was that? It was when Sports Illustrated, when you were on the cover of Sports Illustrated, it changed a model's life. I think Heidi Klum became famous from that.
Right.
Tyra Banks did. So remember Sports Illustrated, that swimsuit issue, and every guy and girl, it was interesting, 50% of the sales were women. Mm. When every that magazine sold millions and millions of copies, and whoever was the model on the cover became a superstar. I don't think it happens anymore. That's how Tyra became a superstar.
But she managed to push it forward.
She's got a personality. She's not like, you know, like some of those models. Although, you know, I don't really think Heidi speaks English, and she's done very well. So, like when she did Project Runway, she reads it like ABBA. It's like phonetical. Like, she just like, hello. Like, it's just no.
Did you see she got engaged to her boyfriend?
I did.
Yes.
What did you think?
I saw them at Halloween, and I wanted to say to her, girl, tone it down. I mean, she was all over him like a 12-year-old. It was so, I was like embarrassed for her.
No, it was too much.
It was too much. It was engaged. Just like, you could just tell she was so much more into him than he was into her.
Who would you like, Alan, most to wear one of your t-shirts? Who would drive you nuts?
I'm a big fanboy for Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
She's rocked one once.
She has? What did it say?
Pizza rolls, not gender rolls, and another one with like pizza. Malala on it.
Oh, pizza rolls. So she's. What about Meghan Markle?
Yes.
Did she get a, would she get a free one?
Of course.
How much are these t-shirts?
$30.
Oh, little pricing again. Not $12.99. This story drives me crazy because I love Friends. I think I love Friends. I love Jennifer, but I can't say her last name, so we don't do a lot of stories on Jennifer Aniston.
Aniston. What is wrong with you, Aniston?
I can't get her name right. So Matthew Perry will not do a Friends reboot. Jennifer has said she'd love to do it. The girls would love to do it. Matthew doesn't want to do it.
Oh, because he doesn't want to earn $10 million in one day.
But does he earn that much money? Like,
no, not now.
Oh, I thought in syndication the money was just rolling in.
I mean, they get money, but it's not, my God, the deal that they would get if they reunited for even a season.
Like tens of millions. Oh, tens of millions. God.
Yeah, crazy.
And why won't he do it?
I think he's had issues. He was in a hospital for 3 months. I mean, he nearly died.
You're right. The alcohol, substance abuse.
Yeah.
I know, but can't you just suck it up for, like...
I would.
The money doesn't help at that point.
It doesn't help.
With those issues.
It doesn't. In fact, I think it makes things worse.
Yes.
Well, could the girls do it without him? Yes. I mean, let's be honest. You don't really need Joey.
You don't need Joey, that's for sure.
You don't really need... As long as you get Jen. As long as you have Rachel in that hair.
There's six of them? If you get four of the six.
Yeah, I mean, I'm amazed that they're not doing Sex and the City without Kim. Like, can you not... I mean, we can do... As long as you get Carrie, does it matter?
That's different.
Why is that different?
I don't know if you can do that show without all four of them. That was such, like, the original, like, girl, clique, women, friend group.
Could you do it without Mr. Big?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Could you do it without... I mean, do we really need Miranda? No. Do we... She went to Brooklyn.
Now more than ever.
She's your favorite.
A meme of like four of them sitting around and an alien replacing Miranda. And it's just like, did you really notice any difference?
It's terrible. It's terrible. Katie Holmes has let us in onto her Christmas. Katie Holmes is quite private. Like, she really doesn't tell you anything. And when you interview her, she's a master of saying nothing. Have you interviewed her, Nikki?
Yes, it's amazing. You get her for 2 minutes. You're so excited.
Oh, yes.
And then you listen to it and it's like, cotton candy. There's nothing there. You can put your hand right through.
And just talks about like...
I don't know what. It's genius.
And then after Nikki interviews people, Nikki's the best red carpet interviewer in the world, certainly in New York. After Nikki interviews you, the world. After that, Nikki goes home and transcribes what you said. Mm. So what do you transcribe what Katie said? Nothing? It's not even sentences. She doesn't talk in sentences.
It's just... It's literally
blue,
cotton candy.
Red,
yep.
Rainbow.
And you're so excited. Oh my God, I'm speaking to Katie Holmes.
And then does she ever say, I'm loving kissing Jamie Foxx and having crazy
no.
sex?
No. I did get her once to say that she loved Dave and Buster's, and I was horrified by that because that is my idea of the circle of hell.
So she's put out on her Instagram page, a bunch of videos which we stole at naughtygossip.com, so go and have a look. And it's her Christmas, and it looks very nice, but it looks very normal. I think it's Katie's way of telling us she's just like us. I think. Her tree's like too normal. Her living room's a little bit normal. Everything's... You know what it is? The royal Christmas card that Kate put out with William and the kids, they look very normal. They're trying to look like poor people.
Yes.
That's what
we've got our wellies on. A little bit of mud on our wellies.
A bit of mud. Yeah. Got old sweaters on. Charlotte's wearing my old sweater.
Yeah.
So they're trying very much to be like, oh, chim chimney.
Yeah.
And so I think this is what Kate is doing here, because I don't think Suri Cruz would tolerate a silver Christmas tree. I don't think Suri would have that in the house.
High standards.
Great
taste on.
Doesn't she live up by you?
Yes, she does. She lives on 79.
Do you ever see her?
I know, but my friend's seen her a bunch of times.
Really?
Yes.
She used to live on 24th. She doesn't live here anymore, so I can tell. She used to live on 24th and 7th above the Whole Foods, and I would see her quite a lot.
Right.
I would. Bobby Flay, too, lived in that building. Mm. And I remember once I was at the Whole Foods. Lovely. Bobby was bending down to get some broccoli. No knickers on. And I could see right down the back of his jeans. I thought it was very unhygienic.
Did you take a photo?
Nikki, I'm a lady. I did not, but I've told everybody about it, including Bobby. I was on a radio show once and he was the guest. And I said, Bobby, I've seen your bum. And he said, oh. And I said, you were bending. He looked at me like a crazy person. I know, Bobby Flay. Could have been worse. Could have been Paula Deen. Okay, moving along. This is a little weird here. There's a mommy amongst us, Kimmy. Are you a daddy, Alan?
Not yet.
Not yet. As a mommy, Nikki, your two children are out there terrorising the whole floor.
Yes.
Kim Zolciak is one of my favourite housewives. Like, oh, she's a mess.
Yes.
Big wigs, big boobs, lots of tans and jewellery. She's getting slammed on Instagram because she put a picture up of her daughter riding a scooter with her bottom exposed.
Mm.
Now, I think she's 5 years old. I think parents take pictures of their kids. It's not sexual. I get it. But I don't know about posting it on social media.
Right. And just because you get creepy people.
There's creepy people out
there. Yeah, that's the trouble.
I don't know.
I'm sure it's adorable and cute because their bums are
cute
at 5. But
yeah, and then I was like, oh, there's so many perverts out there. She should be careful. Kim Kardashian, how do you feel about Kim, Alan?
Oh. I think she's impressive.
Oh,
very impressive entrepreneur.
Oh, because of the skills of selling us stuff.
The whole family, probably Kris Jenner the most as like the...
It's a bunch of stuff we don't want and we've all bought it. Basically, yes.
Yeah.
So Kim, she can't help herself. Every chance that family gets to slap Robert, they do. So Kim is just out of the blue. Wasn't like she had to say this. Nobody forced her to. Kim has announced that Robert has imaginary friends. Well, for somebody who has, you know, a few screw loo or two. What's I meant to say? A screw or two loose. That's what I was meant to say. For somebody that has a screw or two loose, I think this is very mean. So she said he has imaginary friends and they're called Pablo and Ronald. It's so mean.
I feel sorry for poor Rob.
I do too. They're so mean.
He's like the red-headed stepchild of that family.
Oh, he's a mess. Yeah. Leave Robert. Do you think Robert could have a comeback?
I didn't know he went away.
He disappeared. He's exiled. Self-exiled.
I think some people need to get away from social media a little bit. They need to take that time.
We have a call. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, you're on the Naughty But Nice Show. Who's this? Hello? Hello? No? Someone there? Hello? Is it Sister Betty? Is it my mother? No? They hung up? Very rude. It's probably somebody to scream at you, Alan.
Oh, wow.
Terrible. Are you used to getting screamed at every day?
No.
When you got in all this trouble, because you decided to tell everything, I mean, do you keep any secrets? When you masturbate, do you tell everybody?
I've learned some boundaries.
Don't tell everybody. Do your mum and dad, like, shut up, Alan?
They're very funny. They're Argentinian. They have accents. Like, my mom goes insane. Like, if I tell her I'm coming to do this radio show, she's like, oh my God. Like, she wants me to be tucked away, just like bubble wrap.
How long did you self, what's the word again, Nikki?
Exile.
How long did you self exile for?
Oh, well, after all this happened, like, I definitely cocooned for a good 2-3 months and just kind of like
just
let certain voices in.
Just stay close. Okay, a little bit more gossip before we take a break. Oh, Nikki, this has got right up your alley. Queen Elizabeth every year does her speech. I love it. She doesn't do it live though, not like the Naughty But Nice Show. We're live, Nikki. We did two tapes.
Do you really expect her after?
Sweetie, it's one thing a year.
At Christmas lunch. I've got to pop downstairs.
Put your pie down. Go and do this thing. Well, she doesn't do it live. Do you know the only year she didn't do it? 1969, she didn't do the speech. She felt they were overexposed. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, was that the year they did that big documentary? Yes, they did. Oh, I love that documentary.
I loved it.
When she goes to the shops with Edward. It goes to buy him some lollies.
No idea the price. She thinks they're $40 for an apple. Well, she thought they were a bit overexposed. So the Queen did her speech from Buckingham Palace. It's a nice house. So they are furious that in the back shot, behind her, is a gold piano that would make Liberace cry. It's gorgeous. Gold, gold, gold. Twitter are saying she's out of touch. It's vile. People are poor in Britain. People are struggling. And the Queen has a gold piano behind her.
Well, it is a completely, tone deaf. It's ridiculous. No,
but where should she sit? In the bathroom? Like, where do you shoot it? That would be nice too.
I bet you they have some carpet that's very threadbare with a little radiator in the back.
They
It's
a bit threadbare. Like, it needs a little zhuzh.
Yeah.
How are you on the Queen, Alan? Words, Alan.
She's fine.
Just fine?
I don't follow her very much.
She's our hero here.
I haven't watched any of the Queen shows.
You must
get
there.
I don't know
what do you watch?
The mythology.
What's your favourite show?
Currently?
Alan Words, sweetie, radio.
I haven't been watching much.
Well, what do you do?
I'm excited for the new Black Mirror. It's supposed to be like choose
awful.
Your own.
Awful.
It's dropping tomorrow.
Do you watch Survivor?
I do.
I love that show.
Yes.
Do you watch Big Brother?
No.
I love that show. No. Do you watch 90 Day Fiancé?
No.
Oh, I love that show. Okay. What we're going to do, we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, Nikki's going to do the nicest. Nikki, you doing the nicest is a laugh alone. No, you are nice, but you've got an edge. Yes. I'm going to do the naughtiest. Then we've got the poll results. Should Harry have gone shooting? Yes or no? Ooh, the results are coming in as we speak. And we'll also have a little look at Facebook. We'll be back in just a minute.
It's naughty.
You're a good boy. Stop playing with yourself.
But nice. With Rob.